Hi, I'm Ken Tangen, and this is episode 12 of What's It Like? My guest is Jay Karstenbrock, who is with BP Oil. And you're in, where are you now?
Right now I'm in New Orleans. I had a long, rich career with BP, about 27 years with the company, and I've come back to work for them as a contractor in response to the Gulf of Mexico response.
So tell me what it's like to work for a large company, because it is a very large company.
Yes. At one point, I believe BP was the seventh largest company in the world. It grew to be that way over the course of time. Actually, I joined a small regional oil company called SOHIO, Standard Oil of Ohio.
Yes, I remember that one.
Which was subsequently acquired by BP. And then my career proceeded with BP through quite a series of changes in the industry.
So what was your job there?
Over the course of my time with BP, I think I had about 18 different jobs, actually. My path was one of working in finance and control, strategy and planning. I worked in the operations group. I was, for a period of time, I was based in London, where I did some work with their brand team. And I was CFO for the Integrated Supply and Trading Organization here in the U.S. for a couple of years. So lots of different opportunities, some transformation projects. That's one of the nice things about working for a very large company, or it can be. In the case of BP, you were given opportunities to do all sorts of different things.
You grew up in the Midwest?
Yes, I was born in Minnesota and went to school at the University of Minnesota. Then when I took the job with SOHIO, I moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and spent a lot of time in Ohio and in a variety of other places.
What was your major in college?
And my undergraduate degree is in something called Forest Products Marketing, which I don't think is a very common degree. It's actually through the College of Forestry. Originally, I was going to be a forest ranger, but I switched to what's called Forest Products Marketing, which is a blend of wood science courses and business courses. Initially, my passion was the outdoors. I like to fish. I like to hunt. I like to be outside. And I thought the career of a forester would be a very interesting one. And the University of Minnesota has some wonderful programs where between your sophomore and junior year, and then again between your junior year and senior year, if you're in the forestry program, you actually go to a forestry station in northern Minnesota for the summer and do the work of foresters and those sorts of things.
Did you like that?
Yeah. It was a good experience for the summer, but I think it was there that I concluded that it's going to get cold out in these woods in the wintertime. And through some of my other jobs, I got exposed to some business things and decided I wanted to pursue that route, and I would keep the great outdoors for my hobbies.
When you went to grad school, what did you major in?
I went for an MBA with a concentration in finance.
So different kind of paper pushing.
Different kind of paper entirely. Actually, initially, when I came out of grad school, I thought a logical landing spot for me would be in a forest products company and had some opportunities there. But with a business degree, it also opens up a lot of other doors. So I explored opportunities with consumer products companies, insurance companies, forest products companies, and that small regional oil company, SOHIO, that I eventually landed at.
Of all the positions that you held, what was your favorite one?
I think different ones offered different challenges and different rewards. For me, my best job was as a division manager in retail operations. I was based in a beautiful place, Charlotte, North Carolina. I had an opportunity to lead a team that was responsible for retail operations there and terminaling and maintenance. It was far enough away from headquarters. You had a lot of independence. It was a blast. Great people, too, of course.
Not the highest position you held.
No, it wasn't the most senior position that I held.
Yeah. That's always interesting to me that there many times I find people who really enjoyed the position that was a couple of ones they had before.
Yeah.
But they got opportunities, but the opportunities were not quite, there were obviously benefits to it, but not quite the same experience.
Sure, sure. Well, to tell you the truth, I've enjoyed every single job that I've had. But when you ask what my favorite is, that's the one that leaps to mind.
What was the best thing about your work?
It was an organization where we had a number of diverse teams that we were leading. And it's a lot more fun to accomplish things. For me, it's a lot more fun to accomplish things through team efforts than individual efforts, because sort of the reach of what you're able to do can be much larger.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed that aspect of it. I mentioned the independence kind of tongue in cheek, but actually there was a good deal of independence. The retail service station business is a people business, so it's different every single day. That was fun. And it's also a business where you can see pretty quickly whether the choices you've made, the decisions you've made, are going to be good ones or bad ones.
Ah, it has a quick feedback loop to it, huh?
That's right. That's right.
What surprised you the most?
Boy, that's a great question. What surprised me the most? I would say probably how quickly the business changed.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of my career with BP, the industry changed several times. If you think about, for example, the evolution of service stations from service bays and very small stations to huge facilities with a little box under the canopy to an emphasis really on convenience stores and car washes. There were at least three iterations of the retail service station business in my time with BP.
Mm-hmm.
Business practices changed tremendously. So
had to retool and try something new?
Oh, yeah. I think you pretty much have to be a lifelong learner.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much have to be a lifelong learner, and you have to enjoy it, too.
Yeah. Growing up, did your parents provide, what kinds of things did they provide that led you, either positively or negatively, to form your view of yourself and your world?
Sure. So I was blessed with wonderful parents and a wonderful brother and sister. They encouraged me a lot. My father and mother both led by example, lives of integrity, and very nurturing. When I wanted to be a forest ranger, they encouraged me to go in that direction. When I wanted to do something else, they encouraged me in that direction. Always very supportive.
And now that you have grown up, what constitutes family for you?
I have a lovely wife and three daughters. My youngest daughter is a sophomore in college.
Oh, my.
The other two are out on their own already.
And is she studying forestry?
Well, at first, no, she's not studying. she's at Indiana Wesleyan University and pursuing a double major in elementary education and special education.
Oh, how fun. So what's it like to be a father?
It's great. I mean, I think being a parent is probably the source of life's greatest joys and greatest pains, isn't it?
Did you have a particular challenge growing up, either educationally or in other way?
You know, as kids are growing up, well, we all have challenges, I suppose, with things that we're good at, things that we're not so good at, relationships. I was really blessed with a great family that helped a lot. The schoolwork, I was never an extremely serious student, but I did just fine. So it was sort of a good balance for me personally.
We'll have more with Jay right after this reminder. It's just a nudge to remember the good work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I know what you're thinking. Why are children doing research? It is, after all, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. But no, it's actually a lot of grown-ups doing research on diseases children have. And you can help. Go to their website. It's sdjude.org. Click on the donate button. It costs over $1 million a day to operate St. Jude's. Don't worry, I'm not asking you to give the whole amount. I'm just asking you to chip in. So go to stjude.org. I also added St. Jude's to my Facebook page. After all, how could you not like St. Jude's? We're back with Jay. So tell me, from everyone has to motivate themselves occasionally, how do you give yourself a kick in the pants?
How do I give myself a kick in the pants? I think that the great thing about every morning is that it's a fresh new day. And so I'm not one that holds on to the difficulties and struggles of the previous day. I guess I recognize the best thing to give myself a kick in the pants or get going again is to say, okay, yesterday was yesterday. Now what shall we do today? And sometimes you know that what you do today has to be a little bit different than what you did yesterday.
The other side is soothing yourself. How do you calm yourself down when you need to?
I'm a Christian and I truly enjoy spending time in the Word. I enjoy time with my family. Well, actually, one of my passions is volunteerism. So I'm involved with a number of different volunteer organizations. Hobbies, I love to fish. Fishing is an opportunity to be in some very beautiful places sometimes.
What kind of fishing do you do?
I love to fish for walleye. I love smallmouth bass. I grew up in Minnesota, as I said. And so the glacial lakes of northern Wisconsin, northern Minnesota are where I enjoy fishing the most.
Is there an event in your life that has challenged you to the core?
Is there an event in my life that has challenged me to the core? I would say there have been challenges. I don't know that I would say challenged to the core. Sometimes the loss of a family member is a difficult time. I've been fortunate in that in my family there hasn't been brothers or sisters or parents that have died prematurely or early in life, but it's always difficult to say goodbye. From a career standpoint, it's an industry and a business that's gone through many changes, and sometimes in the course of those changes, there has to be course readjustments for the business. So you can find yourself dedicated to an endeavor in a career or a business and find that at some point in time, there's a change in direction. You need to be able to, again, let go of the way we did things and march forward in a new direction. That can be challenging.
When you work in a large corporation like BP, do you have to form alliances and political shenanigans, or did you find it pretty straightforward?
Yes.
All the above?
In a way. It sort of depends on your perspective. So I think in business, in most any endeavor, relationships with people is critical. A lot is accomplished through networking and collaboration. Sometimes if that gets a little bit out of sync, people will call it politics. And that can be, you know, in any place you work, there can be politics, if you will. I think BP was no different than most other places. But from the positive side of it, it is very much about networking and building relationships and constructive relationships that lead to success.
Mm-hmm. My last question is actually to help me do better at this process. Is there a moment in your life that we haven't talked about that I should have asked you about?
A moment in my life. This is a long, awkward pause, isn't it?
That's why we have editing.
Very good. That's very good. I think you could ask about decision points. You could ask where there were major changes and sort of what triggered them, that sort of thing, whether it's career or in life direction, those sorts of things.
So, Jay, what kind of trigger points did you find along your way?
Very good. So for me, early on, a decision was what I wanted to pursue in terms of a college career. I started with a focus on forestry and pursued that. At some point in time, a second decision point was that I was going to move from forestry into a more business-related activity. Another decision point came along the way when a family friend took the time to talk with me about continuing on for a master's degree and broadening my horizons into other business opportunities. Mm-hmm. I took his advice. That changed my life in a big way. And then I think decisions along the way in terms of careers. I mentioned that building solid relationships and collaborating is critical to success. I recall a time when a fairly senior guy in the chemicals company who I worked for asked me to turn down a promotion that was a very nice promotion, but to a different part of the business. And he couldn't make promises or whatever. At that point, I made a judgment that this was a man to be trusted, and I respected him a lot. So I turned down that promotion, and that led to a whole other series of things, including promotions. That was a critical career point for me.
So how did you decide that?
I think it was based on my respect for him and belief that when he said it would be a good idea for me, and this was fairly early in my career, I trusted him. I also thought, well, you know, if it doesn't work out, there'll always be another opportunity.
Early on, you have a feeling that you can always adjust and change, but you're really making decisions based on the quality of the people that you're working with and whether you think their characteristics are trustworthy.
I think that was an important part of it. Of course, there's also aspects of whether you enjoy what you're doing. I think for me, it's always been important to have opportunities to learn new things, to broaden my skills, to take on additional responsibilities. I enjoyed that personally. So some combination of the people and the opportunities and the company you work for.
Mm-hmm. If you were giving a commencement address or high school or college, what would you say?
I think I would probably focus on some core themes. If I were to talk about career, if I were to talk about life choices, I would probably conclude that I shouldn't talk necessarily about my faith, which is at the heart of what I do. But I would probably, from a career standpoint, focus on themes around integrity, collaborative relationships, and lifelong learning.
In terms of lifelong learning, that it's always a process, that you continue to explore new areas?
It's always a process, and I think it's a mindset. There are people who rail against change, who get very comfortable with where they're at. I think that the people who are more successful and enjoy themselves more are the ones that embrace learning and embrace change. You can either fight it or you can surf the wave.
I want to thank Jay for joining me today. Thanks very much. I appreciate your help.
Sure. Ken, thank you.